So there was a lot of calls. There were a lot of calls yesterday with the Health, Wealth, and Freedom call, the corporate call to launch our 90-day game plans, and then last night the team success call. Well, I struck out on two of them, unfortunately. Even dialing in minutes ahead of the call, missed out on the corporate, and grateful that that was pre-recorded as well. I missed out on the team success, but fortunately was on Susan's call yesterday, and today I'm just going to take a bit of a review of a couple of her points, because this week we're going to start training on connecting. As we look at our 90-day game plan, we can see that that's what we're in store for. But what I'd like to start with first and foremost is, who would like to step out in victory? Something that's happened within the last 24 hours in your business. We'd love to hear from you.
Deborah here.
Hi, Deborah. Thanks for stepping out, girl.
No problem. I did the Hudson Valley Wine Festival this weekend. And really, I used to have drawings, and I would collect so many names, but they really weren't qualified people. They were just in it for drawings. Basically, I only collected the names of the people that I talked to and were really interested and I connected with, and collected 50 names, used Kevin's cards. I love them. I use them for everything. Thank you, Kevin. And I really had quite a few people that were interested in business and as well as the becoming healthy. And I've got a lot of calling to do after I finish my accounting work this afternoon. Really excited. And I sent in my first professional's application, and I'm waiting to hear for the okay.
That's wonderful, Deborah. Could I just step back a little bit to the trade shows and so forth? Because I know there's a lot of people that think that that's where, you know, we have to get started, you know, and it's a great opportunity to get comfortable talking with people. But just step back a little bit and how you made that shift and made your discovery and how many trade shows you did before you realized, wow, I really am going to pre-qualify the people that I'm going to spend my time with instead of giving away the goods, so to speak, pre-qualifying. So where did that shift happen?
It happened because I've been doing this particular trade show for 5 years, and I would give away, like make up all these little samples, give away so much, and have a sign, you know, drawing for your free product, and I'd have a little basket that showed what, you know, you were getting, you know, little samples of everything, and everybody was just, you know, taking everything, and then not really. When I would call them back, I really weren't interested. They just go around, you know, getting free stuff, getting into drawings. And 20,000 people go through this particular wine festival, and I'm situated where they're before they get too much wine. So when they come to me, they've had probably maybe 4 or 5 samples where the building where I am before they get to me, so they're not loopy. cheeks are a little rosy, but they're not loopy. But I found that all the I used to collect hundreds and hundreds of names, but they really weren't interested. They just put their name down for the free stuff. And pre-qualifying people, I'm not wasting my time, but I'm getting better qualified people that are interested, gave me permission to call them and to talk to them more about it. It's not just me doing like cold calling compared to what I've done in the past.
Yeah. And if I can just interject for a second, so even just by virtue of the fact that you've been there 5 years, there's probably some people that go back to that event every year for the last 5 years. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. And what also was nice, anybody that uses Isagenix or used to use it would come to me, come to the table and start talking how great it was, and then other people that didn't know about it would be listening to me talk to them and then actually talk to me more about it,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of neat.
Which is really neat, but one of the points I wanted to make is there's also that familiarity. Susa talks about sometimes it takes up to 7 times for people to have follow-up before they make a buying decision. But each time, whether they came to your booth, whether they filled out a ballot, whether they asked a question or not, your brand, your Isagenix, Debbie, is there at the booth and becoming more and more familiar. And the people that may have a lower level of interest may be the people that are the ones that paused and took the time to have those conversations with you. So good for you, Deborah. Way to go. Anyone else have a share or a victory?
I do. Terry Nichol.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry Nichol, yep, in Fresno, California.
A minute. Come on out and play with us. What do you want to share?
Okay. at Celebration, somebody... I can't remember who it was said from stage that, you get to a certain point and it may even seem like prospects are kind of falling out of the sky a little bit. I recently had that happen to me, and that was kind of the first time it's ever happened. I've been with the company for 3.5 years now. But I actually had somebody contact me out of the blue on Facebook, not my friend, whatsoever, no mutual contacts whatsoever. And just literally his comment was looking for an Isagenix sponsor. And so it was interesting because that, began the conversation. And really it was, it was fascinating to see how that all developed. But he signed up in my business yesterday with a presence pack. But it was literally, he had already, listened to David Wood. He had listened to Susan Sly, listened to Peter Kelly. He'd already... printed out a 90-day game plan. He had, pretty much studied the comp plan. He had decided he was going to start with a presence pack. All of that stuff before he ever contacted me. And then he just was looking for somebody to sponsor him and just looked around and found the people that were kind of commenting on certain groups and zeroed in on me for some reason. So anyway, it was a real blessing for sure. Not something that happens necessarily every day, but it was kind of a reminder of just that consistency and that, as you just continue to work your business and be positive and inspiring, even on Facebook and other social media and stuff like that, that can really pay off in a big way. So it was very fun to just attract that person out of the blue.
That's wonderful. And I, Terry, may I just assist you there? I don't think really it was out of the blue.
Sure.
When we look at our 90-day game plan and we realize that every time that we are in the world, every time that we communicate, we are branding ourselves and people are watching. Kind of like this at the trade show. People are coming to the trade show year after year. She is branding herself for 5 years in that environment. Our comments on Facebook, all of those things. So he was looking for somebody that resonated at the same level of energy with him and shared the same kind of value. And I'm just going to ask, you're on the call today. Not to please mute your line by *6 or press the button. Oh, wonderful. It sounds like somebody was on their treadmill or breathing very heavily into the phone. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So that's awesome. Congratulations. It's really exciting to see what's happening. On that note, so today we're going to look at connecting with people we know and we see often. And let's start first by beginning to think about the people we know and categorize them into the different personalities. The monkey, person that, wants to be the center of fun. They like to have attention on them. They like to wear those bright and colorful clothes. They're usually, the party goer. They take the crowd with them. They're the ones in the middle of the dance floor. having a blast. Or the owl, you know, that's driven by information and data. They're usually a little quieter in their personality as well, oftentimes introverted versus the monkey who is extroverted. Our lions, very goal-oriented. They really like to win. Again, they're usually very well-groomed, like to be noticed, and usually, in most cases, they're extroverted as well. And then we come to the koala, the helpers. You know, usually a little more quiet, softer spoken, oftentimes. And as I said, they're driven to be helpers. They like to serve. They wear their hearts on their sleeve often. And oftentimes are the introverts as well. So if you identify with one of those personalities and you would like to step out and role play with me, I'd love somebody who identifies with the monkey personality that would like to step out.
If no one steps out, Sue, I'm here for you.
Okay. Well, I know you're always there for me. Thank you, brother, from another mother. Is there anyone else that would like to try this? Because, guys, you know, let me start with this. How many of you were a baby once? Oh, that's a kind of a silly question, right? I know it is. But we all learn to walk. And did we learn to walk by just getting, you know, up off of our little bums and starting to run? Or did we get up, crawl, many of us crawled first, then stood up, then maybe very reluctantly took those first couple of steps, probably holding on to mommy's or daddy's finger, maybe even holding on to furniture. And when we were there, when we were taking those steps, did people go, "Oh, no, you fell again, you silly child"? No, we celebrated the fact that that person, that little person, you, me, our children, our grandchildren, got up and were willing to take those steps, and we clapped for them and we cheered for them. This community is here to clap and cheer for you. So step up and be willing to step into your business and all that you have available to you by showing other people your vulnerability or your courage to share on the calls and to participate in the role play.
Good morning. This is Bill.
Good
Bill
morning,
Griffin.
Bill. We
I
got
will,
to see each other for the first
up.
Time in a number of years, just at celebration.
Yes.
All right, so you consider yourself to be a monkey?
A lot of me is, yes. I love having fun. I love being with people. You know, and being a monkey, you like to be the center of attention sometimes. So I'm sometimes the first one, let's go jump off the cliff into the water.
Okay, Bill, so what we're going to do today is we are going to do a role play. So we are contacting our list. And what I think I'm going to do, because we're going to start with just one role play with Kevin and I, just to kind of set the groundwork, and then I'm going to come back to you. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Awesome. So, Kevin.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to come out and we're going to role play. And you and I have known each other for about 10 years. You've been with Isagenics now 3 years. You've just come back from your first celebration, so you really see the big picture. We both are monkeys. We love to have fun, and you've decided that, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get a hold of Sue because I finally discovered what it is I love about Isagenics aside from the products, but I've just finally discovered a way that I can invite her in. So you're going to be the Isagenics person. I'm going to be the prospect.
Oh, you're turning it on me.
Turn the tables, baby. All righty, so... If you want to just, do you want to be in person or do you want to be on the phone?
Let's be in person.
Okay, where are we?
We're at a Starbucks.
Oh, of course we are. Okay, so now did we book the meeting ahead?
No, we ran into each other.
Okay, all right. So I'm in line ahead of you.
Okay, sounds good.
And I'm really, you know, as I can be.
And you're a monkey too, right?
Pardon me?
And you're a monkey, too.
I'm a monkey too.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty. So here we go.
Hey, woman, what are you doing here?
Get out of town. I haven't seen you for a while. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, I got lots of stuff going on. I've just been a crazy busy bee here lately. How about you? What's going on with you?
Oh, my gosh. I've just had the most incredible summer. I've just had so much fun. Went up, visited friends from college. Well, you might remember Mary and Mark. Went to college with them, like almost 40 years ago. We had a blast. Spent a couple of days up at the cottage, went golfing, you know, barbecues. You know me, if it's not fun, I'm not there.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I mean, just you just saying some of those things have jogged my memory back to when you and Glenn and Diane and I would get together and we'd have some barbecues and some fun. And, oh, my gosh, did we share some memories and sing some karaoke? Oh, my gosh. My brain is going crazy right now. Good to see you.
And you know how well I sing.
It's not about how well you sing. It's about the fun we have, right?
Absolutely.
How cool is that? Well, it's so awesome to see you. Gosh, I have missed you. I know sometimes life gets in the way and we go our separate directions, but gosh, we need to get together. It's always fun running into you. I just have such a great time when we're around you.
But you know, Kevin, I'm blown away. Like, man, you look better than the last time I saw you. What the heck are you doing?
Well, thank you very much for noticing. I've kind of been working on that, and gosh, thanks for saying that. It's, again, I probably owe you an apology because I should have told you about this a long time ago, but Diane and I have found these products that have just fired us both up. She's looking great. I'm feeling great, as you just obviously noticed, and gosh, we're having the time of our lives right now. It's not even, you know, it's just, it's fun, man. You would love this stuff.
Oh, really? Like, tell me more. Like, this, it sounds like, you know, if it's fun, something you love, I'm going to love. What is it? What's it all
about? Well, obviously you noticed me, right? I mean, you take a look at me, and I look and feel better than I've ever looked and felt before in my entire life, kiddo. And
well,
I'm telling you.
I have to say, like, you are looking hot.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll take that. I know that I can take that from you, and it feels good. So it's way cool, and we just came back from this. They call it Celebration. It's kind of like a company business meeting, only 10,000 crazy people like you and I kind of get together for 3 or 4 days, and I'll tell you, I am just lit up right now. We had such a great time. There was a lot of good information there, but you know, you get together with these people, Sue, and they're just like you and me. They want to have fun. They want to get fit. They want to feel good and look fabulous. And gosh, oh, I can't stop sharing it with everybody I know now. Maybe there's a reason you and I ran into each other today. Maybe I'm supposed to share this with you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Well, I don't know if Diana has been experiencing this, but I'm going to that, you know, midlife stage, and I'm, like, feeling a little lumpy, grumpy, and bumpy.
You know what? I'm speaking out of turn here, but I think that if she were sitting here, she would say, you know, been there, done that. Thank you very much. So let me ask you a question. I know we're both in line here getting something to drink, and you're probably on the way to somewhere, and I'm on the way somewhere. Let me ask you this: If I were to put some stuff together and have you over the house, maybe you and Glenn stop by. Would you guys stop by and take a look? I mean, it's just, you know, 15 minutes. You're going to know whether it's something that you're interested in or not. And you know me, I'm not a pressure kind of guy, but I firmly believe that there's a reason we ran into each other today, and I would love for you to take a look at this because we could have fun together.
Well, you know what, Kevin? I love the idea of having fun together. I love the idea of getting together and going through some information. This Saturday, I've got this big barbecue happening with a lot of my friends. Why don't you come join us? And you and I can just squeeze a few minutes in, and then we can set another time to look at information, because I'd really like to get caught up with you first. How's that?
That sounds like a perfect idea. So you know what? We'll be there. What time you want us there?
Well, we're actually going to have some fun games. It's a family-oriented barbecue, so come anytime after 3. And... Yeah. I just really want to get reconnected with you and Di, and then be happy to look at your information. Just I've got this going on first, but I'm so excited to have run into you.
Me too. This is awesome. I'm just, you know, give me a big hug here.
Thank you very much.
And you know what? Let's have our Starbucks, and I'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Take care, buddy.
All right, kiddo. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys. So feedback for the role players.
It was excellent. Very high energy, a lot of fun, not a lot of detail, really just about engaging and connecting and getting permission to follow up.
Once in a while, something comes along.
Did anybody notice that I wove in some of Susan's neuro-linguistic training from last night?
Obviously I did.
Well, naturally
good
you
job.
Did.
Barbie Lee?
Come on, girl.
Barbie Lee?
Yes, Barbie Lee?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know if I was still on mute. Hey, so being a monkey myself, I totally appreciated the fact that you both just kept talking when the other person was talking, because that's totally what happens when two monkeys get together, and you don't really listen to each other. You're just so excited, you just keep talking. And that is pure and natural, and you both still heard, even though you weren't listening, you still both heard, and that's what monkeys do. Because I know that when I'm in conversation and I'm talking and they're talking, and sometimes my husband looks and goes, "We even listening to each other?" We're like, "Totally," because we know what's going on.
That's for that, Barbie Lee, because it's true. You know, I just get so excited, and I'm like, I mean, I'm 10 thoughts ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the next party, where can we go? What are we going to do? It's going to be so much fun.
And it scares people who aren't the monkey, because they don't think like that. They need that, especially the owls that sit there and need to hear everything and listen and absorb and then respond. And they we scare them away. So this is brilliant. So thank you.
Okay, so thank you for that. So now, all right. I'm sorry, Glenn. All right, so you know what, Bill?
Yeah.
You agreed to step out as a monkey to do role play. And because you know what Barbie Lee has just spoke about and you just witnessed two monkeys coming together and just having a crazy time, you are now going to connect with an owl. And the owl is the person that's looking for information and data. So I can either role play as the owl, or we can find an owl that would be willing to step out. Is there somebody else that would love to step out and join?
Never kind of an owl koala.
This is Sharon. I'm definitely an owl.
Okay, so Sharon, how about Sharon and Bill? So, Bill, are you comfortable?
I am.
Wonderful. Thank you for participating. And Sharon, thank you for participating. And so where are you guys going to set up your scenario? Where are you?
Let's see. I would probably, we don't want to say a library, so let's say at the store.
You don't want to say a library. Are you sure you're a monkey?
Owl is.
Well, I was thinking where an owl would be.
You ain't going to catch this girl in a library.
I know, but I was thinking where an owl would be.
Okay.
I might be there looking for something. You never know. Well, no, I wouldn't be. You're right.
Let us talk in the library, Bill.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, you set it up the way you want. How about you step out and say where you're going to be and what's happening?
Okay, well, we're going into the grocery store, and probably over by the salad section, and I see her.
Okay, so Bill and Sharon. Bill and Sharon are in the grocery store, in the salad section. You have known each other for how long?
Maybe we're old friends. We haven't seen each other in a couple years.
Okay, thanks, Sharon.
From college or something.
All right,
okay.
You haven't seen each other since college. You bump into each other in the grocery store at the salad section. And which one of you wants to be the isogenics person? Associate, consultant, millionaire.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I wouldn't mind taking a shot at being the consultant because as an owl, I never know what to say. I get really tongue-tied, and I am not very good at leading a conversation. So this is a good way for me to practice.
Well, you know, Sharon, I I am so happy that you've chosen to step out, you know, because it's like the baby, you know, taking those baby steps. And we're all here to just, like, cheer you on in your process. So let's go. 1, 2, 3.
All right. Hey, Bill, is that you?
Hey, Sharon, I haven't seen you since college.
Oh, I know. It's forever. How are you doing?
You know, I am doing fantastic. I've just had the most wonderful summer. We've been up in the mountains playing on our four-wheelers and just getting healthy and enjoying the sunshine. How are you doing? How'd you do in college?
Oh, I did pretty good in college. It was actually, it's funny because I stayed and went to grad school because
wow.
I couldn't quite give it up. But now I look back and it's just like, okay, college is just over. Don't ever send me back. I'm ready for new things in my life. So,
well, what are you doing these days?
Well, right now I'm, let's see. Right now I'm actually thinking of changing careers.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm a little bit, I'm between jobs right now. So I've been exploring different things to see what I want to do with my life. How about you?
Well, I'm just hanging out with the family and working in the shop and, you know, going like crazy day after day after day after day, morning till night. So anyway, life is good, but I'm a little bit tired and overworked. Other than that,
I hear you. That's like, that's one thing. It's like, well, work to enjoy life, and then it tires them out, so they're too tired to actually have once they've rewarded themselves.
So, Sharon, I'm going to just interject here.
Okay.
There's somebody on the phone. I'm going to ask them to please, I guess they don't know that they've left the line open with the phone buzzing. So your goal here is to connect with Bill to open up the conversation to have him to look at information. Right?
Right.
Okay, so let's...
Good job, though, Karen. Sharon.
Yes.
I know that the line can be distracting. I might get Kevin to just mute for a second. All right. Thank you for that. Okay. So I know this can put you on the spot, and you're doing a great job, you guys. It's awesome. Really an authentic connection. It's very sincere and warm. Remember, Bill is somebody that really is high energy, excited. He's probably in a hurry to get somewhere. So we want to reconvene the role play with that kind of, like, bringing your energy up a little bit to match where Bill, as a outgoing high energy yellow, and find a way to say, listen, you know, you want to be able to get his information or his agreement to look at information. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Away we go.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to talk over that. Okay.
Just work, pretend like it's not there.
I will. Hopefully everyone else can hear us.
Well, I know there's a lot going on here, and I'm just going to be heading out here pretty soon. So it's really nice to see you, Sharon. We're going to have to get together sometime down the road.
Oh, definitely, Bill. I'd love to discuss more about what you're doing right now, and sounds like you had a... good time up in the mountains. I love doing outdoor air. We should definitely connect. Do you have an email or something?
I didn't see you got anybody but yourself breakfast either. You're asking me if I'm still on the call, like I'm doing something.
Hey, Kevin, do you mind muting the line, please? Okay, awesome. So I'm not sure why people come on the call if they're not going to be on the call. And I really want to say thank you, Sharon and Bill. It's hard to really focus in and give it your all when you're fighting against the distractions. So I just want to play again. So If I were, and I am dominantly monkey, but if I were connecting with somebody and I was an owl, as an example, connecting with a monkey, and let's say that monkey personality is somebody in the 18 to 35-year-old bracket, the start group, I'm really going to talk to them about having a lot of fun. I'm going to talk to them about freedom and possibilities and excitement and energy and, you know, the party atmosphere and the social life and the, you know, all those endless possibilities that are out there. For not just, you know, the 18 to 35-year-old, and the information that I'm likely to send to them would be the Start Your Life video, because that's a very high-energy video. If I am somebody, perhaps a lion, connecting with a monkey, I know that that lion is going to think about getting that person to a big event as quickly as possible. So they may have looked at information, or in the case of, you know, my sponsor, I didn't look at information. It wasn't until I met with her, but I know that I would have jumped in, as Lynn Hagen-Dorton says, I would not have put my toe in the water. I would have cannonballed in had she gotten me to a bigger meeting much sooner, where I would have felt the energy, would have seen other people that I knew, which would have raised my level of belief and her credibility, the credibility of the company, in my opinion, because back then, remember, I had none. I had no belief in it. If I was a, let me think of another one. So I'm an owl. Sorry, I'm a monkey, and I still know a lot of owls. So I would come back from celebration, and I would connect with, I would call, Glenn, do you want to role play with me since we've got a crazy line?
Okay.
We're both on the same line, so bear with us. Glenn is an owl personality, or that's what he's going to be today.
Yeah.
So I've just come back from celebration, and I've run into Glenn and said, Glenn, wow, it's really nice to see you. I haven't seen you for a while. What's going on in your life?
You know me. I'm just basically out here doing a bit of research. And.
So Glenn, what have you been looking into recently?
I've been doing a lot to do involved with the fitness world right now, and so I've been basically distinguishing the theory on this 25-minute workouts and stuff like that versus the 1 hour.
So, Glenn, I mean, I know that you've always kept yourself really in great shape, and I'm just curious, what kind of protein supplements do you use to enhance that great body of yours?
Well, really, it's up so far, I haven't found a good protein way that measured up. So I've been researching some of that, too.
Oh, really? So, yeah. You know what, Glenn? I really believe that I have an answer to your questions that you've been rattling around with in your brain.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Where can I get a hold of this stuff?
Well, actually, before I get a hold of the stuff, I know you like to pick things apart.
Well, I need the research.
Yeah, you like to pick things apart inside out and backwards, and that's okay. I really respect and admire you for that. And, in fact, I'd appreciate your insight because I've been using this product. I've really noticed some huge differences. It's an incredible system, but there's just this most recent study that's come out. And there's a fellow that I was introduced to, actually not just a fellow, a very, very amazing man, and you might be familiar with him. His name is Dr. Michael Colgan.
Oh, I know Michael Colgan.
Okay, so you're familiar with who
yeah.
he is. And all right, so actually I was introduced to him. He did a little product vignette at this event that I just came from. It's, you know, pretty amazing event, 10,000 people gathered together in San Diego.
You've got my curiosity now.
Okay, well, what I'd love to do is send you to a link. What I'm going to send you to is a couple of things, Glenn. I'm going to send you a link on some information from Michael, but also I'm going to send you like a very short video. Do you still, you know, I know that you're retired now, but you do still have a computer, right?
I still have one of those.
Okay, awesome. Well, what I'd like to do is just send you a link to a video. It's called Team Isogenics. Have you ever heard of Isagenix, by the way?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm just so grateful that we ran into each other because you are the kind of guy I've been looking for. I know and I respect that you've been researching. You've been in the gym for like 40-plus years. You are going to feel an incredible difference once you start putting these products in your body. But let's start first with getting all your questions answered.
Okay, excellent.
Awesome. Thank you, Glenn.
Right.
Okay, Kevin, can we try on muting again? Okay, so how does that sound like a situation or a scenario that you might run into when you're out and about with people that you know?
Do you want some feedback, too?
I would love some feedback, Lewis.
What I really loved is when he said, you know, how can I get a hold of this? Instead of rushing in and saying, oh, this is how you can get a hold of it, you appeal to his personality
like
by
that?
Saying, you know, before we do that, you know, I would really, I respect your opinion. I can really learn something from you about this because I would like to know. So now,
Ariana,
I mean, that, that's really
way.
Strong because what it does is it lets the person know that you're not trying to sell them, you know, and it also makes them feel, wow, you must be really confident about this stuff because you're saying to them, wow, I'd love to know what you think of it. That is really great.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
If I can say something, it's like Sharon's contact before. When somebody asks you, Sharon, what somebody's doing, you can always go back to that. I've been researching our product line right now for the last 2 years, and they already know that you are an owl. So when you come out with that line that I've been researching for the last couple of years, this product line that's unbelievable, it's you know, the results that people are getting in weight loss and stuff like that and overall health is unbelievable. And
okay.
Then
am I muted? Can anyone hear me?
You're there with us, Sharon.
Okay. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that tip. Because that's why I have trouble, like, figuring out how to bring it up without trying to sell it, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm the yellow. I'm the monkey talking over you. I apologize. But like Glenn is saying is, so it's like, you know, I've spent a lot of time researching this product. I've had amazing results personally. But, you know, you're somebody I respect and value your opinion. I would wonder if you would take a look at the information and see if you see what I see.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to move on to another one right now. And who would like to step out as a lion? In the jungle, the mighty jungle. Are there any lions out there? Or Lewis, how about you step out and be my lion?
Myra here. I can be a lion.
Who am I speaking to?
It's Myra.
Hi, Myra. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Okay. All right. So, Myra, we are at the gym. Okay. And we haven't seen each other for about 3 months.
Hold on, hi.
And I come in, and you notice that I've had a transformation since the last time that you saw me. Okay?
Yep.
So, actually, we're just kind of on the treadmill next to each other. So let's get started here.
All right. Hey, Sue, how are you?
I am fantastic. Oh, my gosh, Myra, I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, I have been here for a little while. Just started back. But you're looking great.
Oh, thank you for noticing.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Well, you know, before I go into what I've been doing, I'm just curious. Are you still considering going into one of the competitions that you've been talking a lot about?
Well, competitions always motivate me, having that goal and knowing that I've got a deadline. So that always works for me. So, yeah, I'm picking another competition. I'm going to be going into I might try just a little, a short run to begin with, and then maybe I'll try the longer one next time.
Okay, so when you say a short run, are you talking 5, 10K?
Yeah, probably just do a 5K. See how everything works out.
Awesome. So I'm just curious, what are you doing to prepare your body for that?
Well, I'm just trying to follow the basic running programs and, you know, I'm just trying to get the time in on the, get the time in on the road.
So, now, with this run that you're doing, have you already set a date for it?
Yeah, it's going to be sometime in November.
Okay, so you don't have, you have the exact date?
Probably be the making this up as I go, Sue. It's going to be the 30th.
Okay, wonderful. So you've got some time to prepare.
Yeah.
I know, girlfriend. Like, tell me, give me an idea of what your time was the last time. How did you finish off your last 5K?
Last 5K, I did, well, it wasn't the best I could do, but I did it in 40 minutes, and, you know, they really should be half an hour.
Okay, so what if I could show you a way that you could shave some time off of your run while you are training? You're going to have faster recovery, and you're going to improve that run.
Well, that'd be fantastic, because I'm putting the miles in, and I just don't seem to be getting that time down.
Okay, well, you know what? I'd love to send you some information.
Yes.
You know, I know that you're really goal-oriented and focused on your goal once you set it. So my goal here is to help you get the absolute best result that you can in that run. And how about you just give me your email and your best number I can reach you at?
Sure.
Okay. And are you available to take a look at some information? Would that be, what's better for you, tomorrow at noon or tomorrow evening?
Well, probably noon. That'd be better.
Okay. Yeah. And can you be in front of your computer at that time, Myra?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So it's your email is myra@gmail.com?
Yep. And you're gonna,
okay,
is that what you're doing too?
Okay.
Is that why you're looking so good?
Pardon me?
Is that why you're looking good? Is this what you're
doing?
Well,
yeah, and you know what? I'll get into that. But you know what? I really have to get off now. I'm really in a hurry.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm really excited to have run into you. I really believe that I found the solution. And, man, you're just going to nail that race, girlfriend.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you
it.
Soon. We'll see you tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So let's open up the lines and see if there's any feedback for that call.
Yeah, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Thank you, Sue. It's been, you know, sometimes a little distracting with all the noise. But that last one, that was just awesome. I liked how you cut it off instead of responding to her question. And, you know, you made it in a hurry. It's like, oh, you got to go now, instead of commenting on her question.
Thank you for that, Dave.
I was going to use that.
Because somebody that generally what I have found is people that are highly competitive are also often in a hurry, especially if you take up too much of their time. They're like, get to the point as quickly as you can, or you're going to bore me. And I have sometimes a habit of wanting to talk too much. So thank you for that feedback. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Brian. Can you hear me?
We can.
I loved how you pivoted when she asked you a question to ask her a question to get more information about her. I thought that was great.
Thank you.
You said,
very much.
Yeah, before I get into that, let me ask you, have you been doing so and so? I thought that was great.
Thank you so much. So we have one more personality that we'd love to play with today. Do we have a woman that would be willing to step out that would like to play the koala? If you're not one already, you can be the koala.
Yeah, Sue, this is Cindy. I'm definitely a koala.
Oh, Cindy, thank you. I just want to squish you already. Okay, Cindy.
Well, I'm kind of a monkey, so you probably could squish me, too. It'd be all right.
You know what? I resonate totally with your personality. It's all good. So, Cindy, we're girlfriends. We haven't seen each other for a bit. I've just come back from Celebration, and I call you up. I'm going to call you up and invite you out.
Okay.
So ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Cindy, it's Sue. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, I am really doing well. How are you, Sue?
Oh, I'm wonderful. You know, Cindy, I've missed you so much.
I think you said, say it again, I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's kind of tough on this end.
I missed you so much.
Well, I've missed you too. We haven't had a chance to talk in a long time, and I don't run into you at the gym anymore because, you know, I'm going to a different place. So I've really missed you.
Cindy, I'm going to pause. Whoever is in the background talking, can you please mute your line? We can hear your entire conversation. Or if you're on your computer, it sounds like you have a television in the background or a radio. Can you please mute your line? Actually, you know what, Cindy, we're going to try this maybe next time. I'm going to ask Kevin to come out and play with me again. Thank you very much, Kevin. You're going to be a koala personality, if you don't mind. Are you there? Hello?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was muted. I was being a good boy.
You are a good boy, and I would love to have done that role play with Cindy. However, you are going to be my koala friend, and we're going to set up the scenario. I've just come back from Celebration. I haven't talked to you for a while, but you and I are really good buddies. And it's not that we haven't talked in a while. Let's just roll with it, okay? So I'm the Isogenics person.
And
so
I'm
ring,
the koala.
Ring. Okay, and you're a koala.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
Hello there.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, Kevin, I'm fabulous. Thank you for asking. How about you? More importantly, how are you doing?
You know, I've been, things are going pretty well. I've been doing a lot of things in the community here lately. We've really been heavily involved in the local food bank. Our neighbor has been running this food bank for their church, and I've been involved with that, going down and giving my time to that, and that's keeping me pretty busy. And then we have this neighborhood watch, kind of been going, kind of heavily involved in that. So a lot of things keeping me busy right now.
Well, obviously, Kevin, it's important to you to serve your community, and you just wear your heart on your sleeve, and that's one of the things I just respect and admire and love about you so much.
Well, thank you, and that goes right back to you there, Sue. I just think that the way you present yourself is just so awesome, and I admire your style. I admire your sensibility and the way you really carry yourself in life. So thanks for that.
Well, thank you, and likewise. You know, Kevin, we chatted a few weeks ago, and I mentioned to you that I was on my way to an event in San Diego, and, you know, Kevin, I was just really trying to figure out at this huge convention where I could fit in and what I could bring back to help other people. And, you know, do you have a few more minutes? I just want to share with you a couple of the stories that I heard that just impacted me so much, and I really believe they'd resonate with you.
You know what? You caught me at a perfect time. I guess all things happen for a reason, and I'm free right now. So sure, go right ahead.
Well, thank you. I know in the past you've been a little bit reluctant to come on board, and you couldn't quite understand why I get so excited and fired up about this Isogenics thing. But, Kevin, let me share with you a story that just literally brought me to tears. And I'm going to share it with you as best I can, just out of memory, but there's a beautiful woman. Her name is Deanna Folchuk, and she shared at one of the first meetings that I went to in San Diego about where she was at. And, you know, when you touched on the food bank, that really struck a chord because her family, her and her beautiful husband, came into Isogenics just a year ago, and they have their biological children, and they've adopted, I believe, 5 international children. So they have a total of 7 children, and they were eating expired food from the food bank when they started with Isogenics. And she is on this mission to set children free from orphanages. She's brought in another woman that has 15 internationally adopted children. And I went, wow, I know that Kevin has abundance in his life. I know that he respects and cares for his body. And I know that he would love to link arms with people that are making that kind of difference in the world. And I just couldn't help it. I just had to reach out with you and say, what if? What if you could really make it the difference like Deanna in the lives of so many other children? Would that interest you?
Wow, yeah, I'd like to talk to them. They sound like terrific people, and I would like to know, you know, how they made all that possible. So that, yeah, I'm open to listening.
Well, thank you, Kevin, because, you know, I know that with your heart of service, it's not about you acquiring more and having, you know, more holidays and all of those other things, but it's more about what you can give back. If I were able to get a call, and I'm sure that I could, with Deanna in the next 2 to 3 days, would you be open to having that conversation with her and to perhaps consider starting to share Isagenics with the people you love and care for?
Absolutely. We'd love to hear her story.
Awesome. Because, you know, like I said, you know, you've just got that heart and a commitment to serve others. And there's a hurting world out there, as you know.
Oh, I know.
People that are looking for solutions. So thanks, Kevin. And in the meantime, I'm curious, how's Deanna doing?
You know what? We're both doing very, very well. We're very busy people. We've got a lot going on, and that's a good thing, right? What do they say that there's a saying out there that if you're busy, you don't have time to get into trouble, right? So
for sure. So, Kev, I'm going to just reach out to Deanna and find out what her availability is. Is there any time that you are not available?
Wednesday evenings. I'm not. I have an event at the kitchen that we take care of, and Thursday afternoons. But, you know, I mean, throw out a couple times there, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay, so you know what? I want to keep the communication as quick, as short as I can, to respect both your time and hers. You still carry around your iPhone?
I do. Well, I have a Droid now, but yeah.
Okay, no worries. I still have your phone number, so I'm calling you on your house number, but I do have your cell. Let me just make sure it's 416-228-2929.
Yes, ma'am.
Fantastic. I'll text you, and we'll set up that appointment. And, you know, as I said, you know, the products speak for themselves. They're not on trial. But I know that knowing that you can give back more would make a huge difference, and I'd love to link arms with you and make that possible.
Well, you know, I think the world of you, and if you know, your thought processes really have influenced a lot of things in my life, a lot of decisions in my life. I don't even know if you know that or not. So anxious to hear what this lady has to say, if you can set it up.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Pardon me? Thank you. So first of all, Kevin, how did that feel?
Very natural. So it was a little difficult for me to get into the concept of being a qual, because that's not me generally. I mean, I might have an ounce or two in me, but that's not my majority personality type. So I had to kind of really think about this. But you were awesome. I just love the way you presented yourself with that. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head with regards to giving back and to having that heart of service. So yeah, you are perfect.
Can we open up the lines and try one final time?
Okay, the lines are open.
Okay, does anyone else have feedback for any of the calls?
Yeah, I want to say, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Sue. Kevin, I noticed that when you were playing the koala, I just noticed right away that your voice change into a lower energy, and I'm just amazed into how we are being affected into what we call ourselves, and it's just beautiful. I mean, for me, I noticed the transformation right away because you were talking so sweetly, more calm instead of this. And you just said, instead of very high energy. And what teaches me is just that when we call ourselves into something, it affects our way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
thank you for that.
It's
I think
really
that's the lesson, right, Carrie, is to is to really recognize that, you know, if you're talking to somebody really, really high energy, you can start to help them bring that down just in your tonality and your speed of what you, the words, you know, the speed of the way you speak. But also you can bring yours up to match the other person, and that's part of the whole NLP as well. Thank you.
Right.
Can we have just one more comment, and then we got to wrap up the call?
And I want to ask Sue. I want to commend this call or you today, because of all the noises and everything like that. You never refrain to say, okay, you know, maybe we could just, you know, continue this tomorrow. It's really, really what a strength you have to keep on going with all those noises going. And I'm sorry about that. For those people who is not paying attention, they, you know, they should really respect this call. And that's all what I say today.
Thank you for that, Carrie. And Cindy, I just want to apologize. I wish we could have done that, but it's important to have a muted line. Can we have one more takeaway, and then we're going to wrap up the call, please? Anyone would like to step out and share?
Barbara Lee?
Hello there.
Good morning. So I love the call this morning because sometimes my monkey brain goes monkey all the time, and it's a good reminder that, you know, not everybody's a monkey like me. And so thank you for that. And you guys did a fantastic job. But I want to tell you the thing that I really learned on this call, because as a monkey brain, and I can do 15 different things at once, I barely noticed the background noise because I'm used to it, because that's what's always going on in my head. So I'm focused on the conversation, and I was like, oh, so this is what other people, it bothers them. Okay, so when I'm like that and I'm doing 15 things at one time, it irritates people. So I got a huge lesson from the background noise. So thank you for that.
Thank you for that, Barbie Lee, because I'm with you. I mean, I'm usually the one, I mean, I'm walking around my house as we're doing these role-playings, and I'm moving books, and I'm doing that. And so a lot of it didn't distract me. What I was concerned with is people that have some difficulty with hearing and attention, right? So thank you for those comments, and I'm looking forward to being back with you again. Tomorrow, I believe, is the most amazing Carolyn Rodriguez. And until then, we'll see you all soon.
Great call, Sue.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.